You know those cravings that hit you out of nowhere? Charred steak tacos, silky mushroom risotto, or a perfect summer salad. When the craving hits, CookUnity delivers. Made with real ingredients and no shortcuts. CookUnity was made for adventurous eaters. With 160-plus award-winning chefs curating an ever-expanding menu of small batch meals. Get ready to eat meals delivered directly to your door, all tailored to your lifestyle, dietary needs, and cravings. Their roster of Food Network alums, James Beard Award winners, and acclaimed restaurateurs balance bold flavors and nutrition in their handcrafted meals, which are freshly prepared, delivered to your door, and never frozen. Get what you're craving. Try the freshest, best-tasting meal delivery made by your favorite celebrity chefs. Go to cookunity.com/crave or enter code CRAVE before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's free premium meals for life at cookunity.com/crave.
Hey, welcome to Texans on Tap. I'm Brandon Strange alongside Charlie Polillo and Josh Jordan. Go follow them on X at Polillo and at Josh Jordan SCS. Charlie, Josh, welcome in. Well, off that incredible fourth quarter comeback versus the Jags, Houston heads to the banks of the Cumberland River to Nissan Stadium, looking to finally get back to not just the 500 mark for the season, but the 500 mark all time in the head-to-head matchup against those culture-thieving one-win Titans. Under normal circumstances, you'd expect this game to be a blowout like we saw in week four. However, this season has been anything but normal. And the most concerning challenge Houston faces is those lingering effects of C.J. Stroud's concussion. So that brings us to the offensive side of the ball. Houston really cleaned up their third down and red zone conversions versus the Jags. And now they step down in competition drastically against a Titans D that's giving up 28 per game, allowing 70% completion of passes, allowing almost 5 yards per carry against running backs. I mean, they are it's just awful. So assuming Davis gets the nod this week, do we see another big performance from Money Mills and company?
I don't know about a big performance, but the Titans are just helpless, which I know breaks the hearts of so many in Houston. This is the worst team in football. It's the worst roster in football on its own. But you throw in that the Texans offense will be going up against a Tennessee defense that has one standout player. And he's a stud. He's also out injured. Right? Jeffrey Simmons will not be playing. 4.5 sacks as an interior rusher. He's just a load. One against two of the Texans offensive line would be a fair fight. Well, he's not in the fight. Their co-leader in sacks, Draymond Jones, they traded to Baltimore at the deadline. They're, I don't want to say devoid of talent. They're professional and well-paid, but the Titans, they're just a wreck. You mentioned where they are in giving up points. I mean, the average score of their games this season is a 14-point loss, basically 28-14. The risk of assuming... I think the greatest concern is it feels like as long as the Texans bus doesn't get lost on the way to the stadium and somehow they forfeit, that this should be easy. It's not going to be a rabid Titans crowd. I'm sure some Texans fans will travel up there, and plenty of Titans fans are staying home these days. They're 1-8 with very good reasons, both sides of the ball. Interim head coach after firing Brian Callahan, not even a season and a half in. Their upper management, starting from the very top with Amy Adams Strunk, the owner. It's just chaos. But hey, they have $1 billion of subsidy money coming toward their new stadium opening in a couple, 3 years. We'll see if they again have a viable product by that time. You know, 2021, not 15 years ago, they were 12-5, winning the division for the second year in a row. And now these 4 years later, they're an absolute laughingstock of a franchise. While the head coach they fired after going 12-5 and winning the division, Mike Vrabel, is 8-2 with the Patriots, number one in the conference. I'm sure he's getting a big laugh out of this. I just don't know that the Texans offense is good enough to just go up and flat out torch anyone. But if there isn't anyone, the Titans would seem to be the team. And you know what? You don't want to, again, assume The first Titans game was 6-0 at the half. Sunday against the Jaguars for three quarters was But you want the early knockout in this one if you can get it. One, to just salt it away, and knowing you have the quick turnaround of the Bills next Thursday.
Yeah, you do. And the Texans took forever to get going in that game. And hopefully that's not the case this time. But as I look back on that first performance, Woody Marks, 119 total yards, two touchdowns. Even Nick Chubb had some decent runs in that game and some good production for him. So I think maybe you lean on the run, especially it appears your offensive line's getting a little bit healthier here. We'll see if they move Titus Howard around. You know, we'll have to check the injury report, but they're getting a lot healthier now. And this could be a good thing. Maybe they can lean on this a little bit. We know the Titans are bad. You don't want Davis Mills to go out there and give them early life and turn over the ball. So just go out there, you know, take what's there on the field. Don't turn the ball over. Lean on your run game. And I think you could come through. Higgins scored in this the last time they played. He only had the one catch, but he scored. Last week's game, we saw Higgins score. So starting to see a little bit of chemistry with him. The second round pick starting to look like a good selection for the Texans. Somebody to take a little bit of pressure off of Nico. And of course, you have Nico when all else fails. Third down, you can find Nico, move the chains. I think I'd just like to see Davis Mills. Don't have a big regression here. Just stay within yourself. Get it out of there with a win.
Josh, we were talking before we got rolling here and about the offensive line and just kind of the night and day differences that we were seeing. And again, it's competition for sure. But even still, Davis Mills had some clean pockets to really work with. I say this with the largest grain of salt, again, because of level of competition. But is it possible that Houston has their O-line somewhat figured out by the time Stroud returns?
An upgrade perhaps from what they were playing, if they're a little slow on the uptake and identifying, hey, these turn out to be our five best linemen to have on the field as a unit. I guess who is doing the grading, as we discussed a few minutes before showtime, Pro Football Focus gave Trent Brown a failing grade. And, well, we were kind of surprised by that. He didn't stick out as a sore thumb, a 6'8", 370-pound sore thumb. Josh Hines Allen, negligible impact in the game. Trayvon Walker, not a whole lot of impact in the game. Laken Tomlinson certainly hadn't been very good. Jake Andrews certainly hadn't been very good. So maybe by default, if you're putting someone else in. Jarrett Patterson, PFF graded him out well. Still a little bit of a job share at left guard. I think to some extent it was they only had one way to go but up.
Yeah, and I mean, them running out all these new offensive linemen last week, I thought was very peculiar. But in the end, when they got Scruggs in there at right guard, and then you had Patterson there, and then, you know, obviously you have Andrews too, it started to click. And yeah, part of it is who you're playing, right? You weren't playing the Broncos last week. But I will say, Ursary looked a lot better in this performance against the Jags than he did the first time around. So we're seeing some improvement from him as well. So maybe they have kind of figured it out by the time they get back, because I don't know. It seems pretty obvious at this point. I think you do move Titus Howard if Trent Brown's going to continue to play this well. Get him inside, and then you're in pretty good shape across the front. So, and also, too, it allows you to put Blake Fisher as that extra offensive lineman, put him back in that quasi tight end role, which they've really relied upon and has actually had some success for them this year.
On the other side of the ball, Charlie kind of gave it away. Tennessee also is very ugly offensively. They have averaged 14 points a game, with their high watermark of the season being 22. Cam Ward, when he's not running for his life, has not been good. And this week he'll be running from one of the premier defenses in the league. Do we see a massacre on the field in the same way that this matchup looks on paper?
I'm not going to say it'll be a surprise if the Titans score, but the first game was a shutout, and this is as big a mismatch as it gets. It's the worst scoring offense in the league against the Texans, who have the best scoring defense in the league. You talk about Cam Ward. Brandon, he's been sacked 38 times. He's not completing 60% of his passes. He's basically devoid of weapons in the passing game. Calvin Ridley was their number one. He's out hurt. They have a decent rookie, Elik Onamayor, but he's not a big play guy. He's averaging about 12 yards per catch. Tony Pollard's a decent back, but their offensive line's no good. And Cam Ward, while there's promise, He was a number one pick in part. Teams are desperate at the top of the draft. They will reach on some quarterbacks. Cam Ward was not coming out in Andrew Luck or John Elway or Troy Aikman level quarterback prospect. If CJ Stroud were in the same draft, he would have gone number one, not Cam Ward. Bryce Young probably would have gone number one over Cam Ward. So they just have to hope that they got it right on him, but they need to give him a fighting chance at some point in the next couple of years.
Yeah, they do. And the one thing is Charlie hit on, he's been giving up sacks. He's been losing tons of yardage, just the worst in the league. But lately he's starting to figure out like, hey, maybe if I just use my legs here, if it's not there, pick up 4 yards on first down. That's not the end of the world. It's better than taking a sack. He's starting to get a little better at these things, and he better be this weekend against Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. And we just saw what Danielle Hunter did with the 3.5 sacks and defensive player of the week. Also something to keep in mind, we talked about how Hunter hadn't done a lot until this past game. Well, he had 2 sacks against the Titans. So we might be able to see this, you know, start to snowball a little bit for Danielle Hunter. And Stingley also had a pick in this last game against the Titans. He also had a pick this last week. He's starting to roll. So, yeah, they're going to have their hands full. Tajay Spears, Tony Pollard, they'll try and lean on the run a little bit. But I just think the pass rush is going to be too much.
Yeah,
this could be a feeding frenzy opportunity for the defense. You know, guys are thinking within the team context, chance to pad my stats. Mm-hmm. If I have an incentive bonus, I can make a lot of progress on it in this game. I mean, the Titans are the helpless little flies offensively thrown into the spider web that is the Texans defense, and the Texans should absolutely have their way.
Yeah, and one of the ways in which they could pad their stats is they are the number one scoring defense. We could see this game become a really big blowout should the defense start putting points up on the board. Now, interestingly, Vegas, as I see it, Vegas has the Texans as only 6.5-point favorites. I say that only because I think they're minus 300, so it's a strong favorite, but only 6.5 in the spread. Our predictions were trash last week, so let's clean it up here. Final predictions for Texans-Titans.
I think it's an easy win. My only hesitancy is it seems so obvious this should be an easy win. Barring a combination of crazy variables, right, every tip ball somehow winds up in Titans' hands. Ball winds up on the ground, it winds up in Titans' hands. One game, you never know. But among all their woes, the Titans are -3 in the takeaway margin. The Texans are +6. Texans 23. I won't pick the shutout. I'll even give the Titans 6. Or maybe they get a late touchdown and go for 2 and miss it. 23-6 Texans.
Okay.
For me, I'll go 24-13 Texans. I think they'll win convincingly, but I don't see a lot of points in this game. And I wonder if the Texans could get ahead and take their foot off the gas a little bit, and maybe the Titans get a little garbage time production.
Dude, you're reading right off my notes here. I've got a 24-9 for the same reason. I do think they probably put a little mini lead up early, and I think they probably just coast. So yeah, I'll go 24-9 there. I obviously all field goals for Tennessee. I don't think we'll see another 300-yard performance from Mills or near 300-yard performance, but I do think they won't need it. I think the defense is going to feast something fierce against Tennessee. So for everyone watching, make sure you're putting your predictions down. We want to see what you guys think. Leave us your comments and make sure that you're joining us live here on YouTube Sunday following the game. Hopefully we're talking about a Texans win and the dawn of a new season at 500. So make sure you're subbed to the channel, like the video if you haven't already, and we'll see you on Sunday. Go Texans.
You know those cravings that hit you out of nowhere? Charred steak tacos, silky mushroom risotto, or a perfect summer salad. When the craving hits, CookUnity delivers. Made with real ingredients and no shortcuts. CookUnity was made for adventurous eaters. With 160-plus award-winning chefs curating an ever-expanding menu of small batch meals. Get ready to eat meals delivered directly to your door, all tailored to your lifestyle, dietary needs, and cravings. Their roster of Food Network alums, James Beard Award winners, and acclaimed restaurateurs balance bold flavors and nutrition in their handcrafted meals, which are freshly prepared, delivered to your door, and never frozen. Get what you're craving. Try the freshest, best-tasting meal delivery made by your favorite celebrity chefs. Go to cookunity.com/crave or enter code CRAVE before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's free premium meals for life at cookunity.com/crave.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their game time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.